Chapter 30. Captain Flogger of the ship Rathelm was a hard and seasoned sea rat. He had served Gabool long and well, but the old Gabool was vastly different from the one he faced now. Flogger had taken no chances, keeping his crew fully armed and tight about him when he landed at Terramorth. They had marched straight up to Fort Bladegirth and trooped into the banqueting hall. Flogger knew there was safety in numbers. Now, sitting in front of the Sea Rat King, he was shocked at the change that had come over the warlord of the waves. Gabool was gibbering mad. He was a truly terrifying sight. His fine silk gear, all stained and torn, rings and bracelets tarnished and bent, the golden emerald studded teeth still gleamed, though the eyes above them were blood-red, caked and running from many sleepless nights. The Sea Rat captain was frightened. Mad and dishevelled as he was, Gabool looked doubly dangerous, and there was always the risk. Was he really insane, or merely playing at it for some reason best known to himself? Gabool's mood could switch from good humour to evil temper, from friendly camaraderie to murderous enmity, at the blink of an eye. Not for nothing was he feared by all sea rats, captains and crews alike. Still, Flogger was completely taken aback at the way Gabool addressed him.
Ah, Grey Patch, I knew you'd come back some day. Well, well, me old shipmate Grey Patch, back at Blager, with a full crew about him.
The Sea Rat captain shook his head.
Gabool, don't you know me? It's Flogger, Master the Rat Helm.
Smiling craftily, Gabool waggled a claw at him.
So you say, matey, so you say. But you can't fool me, Grey Patch. I know who you are. Where's my ship, Dark Queen, eh?
Dark Queen, don't mention that craft to me. You've had us chasing our tails across the waves high and low looking for Dark Queen. I'm beginning to think it's all some kind of game. Like that treasure she's supposed to have stowed in her hold.
Gabool cocked his head to one side, both eyes roving up and down oddly.
Treasure, you say? Have you been talking to Saltar, matey?
Saltar? He's dead.
Dead? Saltar? Who killed him?
You did, right here in your own banqueting hall.
Ah, so I did, Grey Patch. So I did. Listen, matey. Forget Dark Queen. It'll be me and you again, just like in the old days, eh?
But I keep telling you, I'm Flogger, not Grey Patch.
Gabool winked slyly.
Nah, you can't fool me. Listen, about that treasure, it was never in the Dark Queen. I only said that to have you brought back here.
Flogger blew out a long sigh. He decided to humour the Mad King.
All right, Gabool. So I'm back here. Now what?
Gabool leaned close, whispering confidentially.
Harken to me, Grey Patch. The treasure is here. Right here in Bladegirt. Only me knows where it is. Do you want me to show it to you?
Flogger suddenly became interested.
Aye. I'd like that, shipmate.
Ah. Well, tell this lot to stay here and come with me.
Oh, no, Gabool. What do you want to separate me from a crew for, eh?
Grey Patch, I thought you was a brainy one, mate. We don't want to share all that booty with this useless load of flotsam now, do we?
Flogger stared at Gabool, uncertain of what he should do, suspecting the Sea Rat King might be leading him into a trap, yet eager to get his claws upon the treasure. In the end, greed won.
All right, Gabool. It'll be just like the old days. 50-50. Lead me to the booty, mate. But Arkan, play me false, and my dagger will find your throat afore you're much older.
Play you false?
Gabool sounded indignant.
You're the one who played me false, Grey Patch. But I'm giving you another chance, shipmate. Now, get rid of these numbskulls and follow me.
Flogger turned to his crew and gave them a wait here sign. He nodded and winked at them, outwardly confident, but inwardly apprehensive, as he strode off after the Sea Rat King.